On World News Tonight, this Sunday, one of the world's greatest filmmakers has died.
Will you stop, Dave?
Tonight, we remember Stanley Kubrick's visual legacy.
I am Werner von Braun. This motion picture was produced to enable you to experience more personally and vividly the most dramatic events of the Apollo 11 story. The pictures and sounds are real, recorded in real time, where the action really was. So, come with us. We are going to the moon.
And I'm sure you've heard the rumors.
The moon landing hoax?
That's right. That the moon landing was fake. The moon landings all were fake. And I was the person who filmed it.
You're serious? And okay.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Because I only have this certain amount of time with you, and I'll talk about whatever you want. You know, this isn't some type of joke or film within a film thing.
It's not a joke. Nope.
Okay.
The conspiracy theorists were right on this occasion.
Why?
I don't know about Paul McCartney's death, but this they were right about.
Okay. Why in God's name would I don't know what to ask you first. Why the hell, if you're telling the truth, why would you do it? Why are you telling me? I mean, what the?
Don't you think it's important for people to know the truth?
Yeah, I got. Yes, certainly.
They had a massive fraud, an unparalleled fraud perpetrated against them. They should know.
Okay.
I mean, they're already suspicious of the government. They may as well have their suspicions confirmed.
Okay.
And justified.
And this, why now? I mean, we're almost at the 30-year anniversary. What took so long? Why, if this is true, why?
I won't go into that. It has to do with personal.
Okay.
Evolution and influences.
And, well,
I'll go into that.
Is that why you look a little haggard right now? Because you look a little worn. No offense. Like.
Well, also, yeah, because I haven't been taking care of myself too well. I've been drinking a lot, but.
Is that because of the stress of this?
Of course. Stress, guilt, just conflict of all kinds.
Wow. I mean, so you feel bad about this, clearly. I mean, this is not...
I do feel bad about it. I also feel proud of it. It's a terrible conflict.
Because you've pulled off one of the greatest hoaxes ever because of your...
And because I made a film, if you want to call it a film, which I consider to be my masterpiece.
And you can't take credit or even talk about it as
well,
a...
Hereby,
well, you are now.
I'm hereby taking credit for it.
Right. But you can't actually go out. You're doing... When people see this, you'll be dead.
Until 10 years.
Right. Or 15,
years,
yeah. So you can't talk to Roger Ebert about it, you know. Does that frustrate you?
I have to pay the consequences for the decision that I made many years ago to go along with this.
Like a deal with the devil.
It's Faustian, to be sure.
Because, and is that why you got such power in Hollywood? I mean, that would explain that.
Why I have the freedom I have, that was part of it, yes.
So they said, do this moon thing and we'll give you...
When I made Spartacus, I didn't have this kind of freedom.
Right.
But I have it now.
So what came first, the genius or the fraud?
NASA's doing.
Well, what came first, the genius or the fraud? I mean, did the fraud enable the genius, or was the genius released by the fraud?
I think the genius came first.
Right.
But some frauds are hard to bypass, especially if you have an ego and you're an artist and you're presented with a challenge, the likes of which you've never seen and will probably never see again. You don't even think of the morality of it. You're just completely swept away by the flattery of it and the juices inside you, which make you want to do it as the artist you are innately. You don't think of anything else.
What a conflict. I mean, gosh, I can't imagine being presented with that opportunity. On one hand, I really would want to do it, but then I'd probably say, well, I'm committing a crime and lying. And
it depends, but my guess would be No, you if you're good, you would do it. I discussed this with Levinson, Barry Levinson.
Right.
I discussed it with...
Oh, he made Wag the Dog, right? Yeah.
Yes. Spielberg, of all people, believe it or not, yes.
So wait, Wag the Dog...
Coppola, Scorsese, even Woody Allen, I discussed. There isn't one of them who wouldn't do this.
Right. And did that... So Barry Levinson must have been influenced by this whole... He must have known, so that's... Wag the Dog is about this whole idea. I mean, that's why...
The character was named Stanley.
Right. And he gets killed at the end because he demands credit.
Here by Stanley Kubrick to... more or less ensure the scientific integrity of the film, to make sure that it's very, very close in reality, but still we want to make certain that it has a base of reality.
Before the end of the 60s, we will see a man in the moon, to the moon, an American, and we're very proud that our country continues to produce these young men who go so far and carry with them so much.
To put people on the moon and with enough fuel to enable them to return safely home to Earth requires a still larger and more powerful rocket, however.
NASA, the National...